Welcome to Masechta Saita, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Just a quick recap, we saw that a Saita is a wayward woman, a woman that's suspected of infidelity, and that there are two components necessary to start the Sota process. Number one, she needs to be warned by her husband in front of two witnesses. And number two, she needs to go into a secluded area with a suspected adulterer and stay there for at least enough time for them to commit an act of adultery. So this Mishnah begins, Ketza Mekanala. What expression does a husband use when he comes to warn his wife? Says the Mishnah, let's say he said in front of two witnesses, Al Tadabri Imishplani, don't even speak to the suspected adulterer. He didn't tell her don't be in a secluded area, he just said don't speak. Vidibri Imai. And then she violates his warning and she speaks with this fellow. Adain hi muteris lebesa, she's still permitted to live with her husband. O muteris lecho betruma, she's permitted to eat truma if she's the wife of a kohen. That means the marriage is still considered a bona fide marriage. She does not get the concept or the idea of a sota. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara says, telling one's wife, Al Tadabri Amishplein, you don't speak with this fellow, is not even considered a warning in the parsha and the classification of the sota. If he says, Al Tistari Amishplein, which means to say, don't go into a secluded area with the following fellow, that is considered a warning. But even in that situation, if she talks to him, but not in a secluded area, again, she doesn't become a sota. He has to say, don't go into a secluded area, and she does go into a secluded area. Says the Mishnah, Nichnasa imay lebeis ha-seiser. Let's say she did enter into a secluded area and stayed a long enough time for them to commit. Mishasa imay kadei tuma. She stayed a long enough time for them to commit an act of adultery. Asura lebeis. At that point, she becomes prohibited to continue living with her husband. Ve'asura lecha betruma. And she's also prohibited from eating truma that she's eating because her husband is a kohen. Vimeis. Let's say the husband died before they had a chance to give the wayward woman, the sota woman, the special waters, the checker, that prove if she's a isha sota, if she's a sota or not. And she has no children. So ordinarily, she would fall to yibum, which means to say, if a woman dies, and she has no children, so that she falls to her husband's brother, and he does yibum, he marries her, it's a mitzvah. But in this situation, he cannot do yibum. Instead, he does chalitza, which is kind of like the divorce act in a situation of yibum. Now, why is it that yibum cannot be accomplished in the situation? So it's machlekes, but the Gemara and Tosfos seem to say that the reason is because it says by the mitzvah of Yibum that the point is livnois bayis, to establish a home instead of the dead brother. But in this situation where she was suspected of adultery, she's marrying the husband's brother as a disgrace to him. It's not building its home, it's destroying his legacy. Therefore the halacha is that there's no mitzvah of Yibum, but